have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. The biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? Which do you prefer, anger? What am I looking at over there? Oh, amazing. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. You can't have both. What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can always podcast the show if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch it, so you watch it when you settle down a little bit. Now you can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing. On your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the whole wide world. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and their mama if you're white. Different time zones around the world, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. One of my favorite days again. One of my favorite days again. And that day is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. Amazing. That is an amazing song. Amazing, huh? And you don't know the depths of how you, and when I say you, I mean everybody in the whole wide world. Really. You do not know the depths of how you're being controlled by false imagination. Illusions. And most people are afraid to even find out. And because in order to find out, this is so cool, in order to find out that you're living an illusion, you're living a lie, you're living a false life, whatever you want to call it, you're living a life that you would never live up to. You're living a life that you would never have peace. You're living an illusion. In order to find out that you are living an illusion, you got to allow yourself to be afraid. You got to allow yourself to be afraid. You know what I mean? And everybody and their mama, and if you're white, and everybody and their mama, if you're black, run away from fear. Think about this. You work overtime. Overtime, undertime, round time to cover up fear. You work overtime to cover it up, and yet you still have fear. Think about that. You do all kinds of things to cover up fear. And yet you still have fear. And so in order to discover how much, how deep of an illusion that you're living from your imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and emotions are all lies all the time about anything as well, up and down emotions, good emotions as bad as the bad emotions. They're both deception. But in order to find out that you're covering up and you're hiding from fear, something you don't want to face, you got to face the fear. You got to go through it. Isn't that amazing? And all human beings, except the few who have finally made up their mind, I'm going through this. Shaking in my boots. I'm going through this. I'm going to drop all my ideas about life and what I want and try to be like someone else or not be like anyone else, to look for love, to be all nice and grinning, blah, blah, blah. You got to give up that and go through the fear of not having that false protection. And most people won't do that. And it's just unbelievably mind-blowing. And when it is said that only a few we get on this straight and narrow path and stay there no matter what. It's just the way it is. Because most people are not going to want to go, are not able to go through the valley of the shadow of death. They all want to go, like, uh-uh. It's easier said than done. You can talk about it all day long until the cows come home. But to do it is a different story. Amazing, huh? It is mind-blowing. You, and when I say you, everybody, you have no idea how deep this illusion that you're living. Because you won't find out. You can find out if you wanted to know, but you really don't want to know. You're afraid to know. And the reason you're afraid to know because you're afraid to give up what you think you know. Amazing. It's a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And you're losing the battle. You're losing the battle trying to be somebody. You're losing the battle trying not to be somebody. You're losing the battle comparing yourself to others. You're losing the battle trying to have friends and family and something. Something, something, something. You're losing the battle. What a sad, unnecessary way to live. You think you know, and you don't. You even think that you can quote the Bible and know, and you don't. And then you don't know that you don't know, even though what you think you know is not working. You won't even question that. Well, if I know what I know, how come it's not working? What the? And this earth is hell. Right here on earth, inside of human beings, each individual have their own personal hell. Everybody. Until they start to see it and overcome it. And you can overcome it. You don't have to live that way. You're not stuck unless you want to be stuck. There's no such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allah Uaba-ism, Derbida-ism, anti-Semitism, what do you call white people? Superiority-ism, whatever they call white people. Superior, what do you call white people?
Supremacy?
Supremacy-ism. All those things are illusion. But you believe them to be true because that's what you've been told all your life. You have been told that, and you believe it. Look how miserable you are. Look how afraid you are. Look how you try to hold on to people, places, and things. Have you noticed that? You know what I noticed recently? And it's so interesting to me. It's so interesting to me. It's mind-blowing to me. But it's just mind-blowing to me. How easily it is in today's world. Because it wasn't always this way. I remember a time when it wasn't this way. What I'm about to tell you. I've noticed how easily, and it's this way with all men, Christian men, atheist men, agnostic men, beta men, alpha males, rich male, poor male, all color males. I've noticed how, and I've seen it a lot too, how men say, I would never be controlled by a woman. I know what I'm doing. I got control of this. And the moment they get a woman, she got them just like that. It's mind-blowing. And you look at them and you can see that they don't even know they're being controlled. They think they're doing a right thing, a manly thing, and this kind of thing, right? And they are being controlled. And you look at the woman and you can see that the woman knows she has control of them, but she let them think that they're in control. That's mind-blowing to me. It's like mind-blowing to me. And it's because the man, the male, doesn't really know himself. And the woman that's doing the controlling doesn't really know herself either, because if she did, she would never control. She would just live her life. It's mind, but it has everything to do with ownership, a need to own and to be somebody, to be a good husband, a good wife, to love, to hate, a need to be somebody. It's mind-blowing. Ownership. Do what you want, but I suggest you wake up. But you don't have to. Stay asleep for the rest of your life and pretend that you're awake. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. I was in the dark. Just live in your misery and pretend that you're awake. And watch how you find your life changing when you get a woman. All of a sudden, you change what you do and where you go and how you act. But yet you say, I'm doing it for my wife. I'm doing it because that's what I'm supposed to do. And I know all this because I do truckload of counseling. And I do truckload of hearing other people. All the women's forum, men's forum, Sunday service, debates, all kind of mess. And when Christ said, forgive them, they cannot see, they know not what they do. He was not playing. Blindness run deeper than what you can even imagine. Really. And no one, when you're in that blindness and you don't want to see that you are, or you think that you do see and somebody trying to tell you that you don't see, you don't want to hear that. Because you don't want to come out of your blindness. You want to think that you see so you can see in it. But I want you to know you can be free. You don't have to live that way unless you just want it. The way has been made for you to be free. Just because you've been taught to be that way or traumatized or whatever, you're not stuck unless you want to be stuck in that way of thinking and living. Really, you're not stuck. You could be free. You know how it's been reported there's some black guys down in Louisiana broke out of prison or out of jail, county jail, wherever they were. They broke out. And you can see them pulling the wall, whatever they were doing, breaking out. You need to break out of your prison of the illusion that you're living. You need to break out. Why don't you break out? Don't die that way. Why don't you break out of your prison of judgment, of anger, of loneliness? Where will you be tired of living in a prison in your old world? The one thing I realize, if you conquer your world, you got to conquer your world first. You will conquer the world, the whole universe. When you conquer your world, you will conquer the world. But it's not going to happen the other way around. It got to happen inside of you first. You got to conquer your own world. And that's the last thing most people want to do. They say, oh, it's too hard. It takes too long. It's too scary. You cannot blame adults. men and women, you can't blame anyone for your situation. And nowadays, we have a world of blaming. There is a white one that don't like the black, one that don't like the Jews, one that don't like the outlaw, one that don't like the drag queen, that don't like the transgender, that don't like the atheist, that don't like the this and that. Different stroke for different folks. Everybody are judging somebody. Have you noticed that? Self-righteous get a thrill from judging the hypocrisy of others. What else? This is hell on earth. This is the Old Testament. Right here on earth. Things have changed. They're not the same anymore. But it's inside of you. It's not outside. Outside is still the same. You can read the Old Testament, the Word. In the beginning, there was the Word. You can read it, and everything the Old Testament says is already is still happening. Because Christ came not to condemn the world, but for you to overcome the world. And that world that you have to overcome is in you. Not out there. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to overcome the world out there. No. The world that you got to overcome is inside of you. Conquer that world, you will conquer the world. But the Old Testament is still happening through other people out there. And what is inside of them, they're putting out there to you. But there's a new reality. There's a new world. And it's within and above, but it's inside. And it's mind-blowing to live from that world. But the old world got to disappear from you. And it can if you want it. I give people assignments to do, to encourage them, those who want it, right, to encourage them to become more and more and more aware, to live in the present, to not trust thoughts at all. So I say, okay, for 1 week, one Sunday to another Sunday, watch the stab, count, keep a record of how many stabs you get in 1 week. Stab mean emotional thoughts and stab feelings. How many do you get a week? And I put that out there because most people don't know what's going through them. They are not aware of themselves. They don't really see what's going through them, what's in them, and what's going through them. So being aware of the stab, and a lot of people have been helped by that, too. I hear it all the time. They're like, man, I didn't know until I had to do the assignment. I didn't know I was being affected emotionally so many times and so often and unconsciously. But some people, oh, I forgot to do the assignment. You're not going to conquer the world until you conquer your world. And that's so deep, I don't even know how to tell you how important that is and how deep it is. How many of you out there is working on conquering your world and tell everybody else to go to hell? Let the world go to hell. Leave your folks in hell. Leave your family members in hell. Leave your husband, your wife in hell. Leave your adult children in hell. Leave your daddy, mama, and everybody else in hell. You come out of your hell. You're not responsible for bringing, and can't bring, because you can't even bring your own self out of hell. But you're not responsible for bringing anybody else out of hell. And you couldn't do it even if you tried. How many of you are working on coming out of your misery? How many of you are working on living a life of fear and doing nothing about it but living? Instead of dealing with the fear, instead of dealing with the suicidal thoughts or the anxiety or stress, whatever you want to call it, instead of being willing to live with that, you go see a doctor. You go see a psychiatrist, psychologist, or you go and get drugs or alcohol or something to escape that, and you stay in your hell. I don't want to feel this fear. I don't want to feel this nothingness. I don't want to feel like I don't belong. I don't want to feel this. And you stay in your misery. And you pay buku money to these people, to psychiatrists and psychologists, and they don't know what they're doing. Zero. They have no idea themselves. The preachers don't know what they're doing. Oh, they know the word. They can tell you about the word. They can tell you about the Bible. But they're lost. Blind leaders of the blind. You could be free if you want, folks. Or you could be a victim. And nowadays, most human beings, 98.5% of human beings are victims. And they love being a victim. Everybody loves being a victim. I'm hearing more and more, and I used to hear this from the blacks about the white, and I still do all the time. But I'm hearing more and more white people blaming the Jews. Oh, the Jews did this, and the Jews did that, and the Jews fought for this and that. They sound just like the blacks. And honestly, exactly what I hear a lot of white folks saying about the Jews is exactly what I hear blacks saying about the white. The same words. I hear the white people, the black people saying that white people corrupted black people. White people was the one that caused black people to become immoral. I hear it all the time, but I used to hear it a lot from the so-called leadership. And now I'm hearing a lot from the whites about the Jews. It's like everybody in the same hell, and they have the same complaints. The same one. Because they're in the same hell, and the spirit of evil is telling them the same thing about somebody else to keep them from being in charge of their own lives. What a mess! What a sad way to live. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna really suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. I hear parents blaming schools for what they're doing to the children. They blame the school because now they'll find sex videos at the school, all kind of stuff. And you know what the parents do? They send their kids right back to the classroom. Oh, they bitch about it, but not enough of them to keep the children home and raise them themselves, teach them themselves. They blame the teachers. They blame the schools. And they have no self-control of their own lives at all. Isn't that amazing? Oh, they hold protests. They go out and rally. They go to the school board meeting and they yell. And they pretend they care about the kids. And it's just a thrill. It's a spiritual battle, folks. When will you take control of your own life? I'm looking at white people turning America over to the blacks. Think about that. And they know, and I know, and you know, and everybody else know. Blacks ain't going to do nothing but destroy it. Look what they're doing to Mommy Africa or any other part of the world. 888-7753-773. I have proof. I'll take the phone calls and super chats when I come back. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Seven seven three. You could be free on earth, or you could be in hell on earth. Couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. Hake is back, I think. It appears that he's back. So he will be doing his own show today at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He back at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby. And did you check out that brand new episode of Punch It TV yesterday? What'd you think? Punch It TV yesterday at 2 p.m. If you didn't, you can podcast it. Here is what you missed on Punch It TV yesterday. If you didn't catch it on yesterday, watch this.
This guy on the internet is going viral. 5 years on Tinder and swiped right 2 million times and got one date.
Poor guy.
And one no spark.
And one no spark. The whole online dating world is like geared for the woman.
So, man, this is advice for the men. If you're going to be on these sites, the only way to get attention is if...
I've heard of this guy in South Africa who said...
We've not called... for the killing of white people, at least for now. Oh, I can't guarantee the future.
Because they want a systematic change.
But what is his defense?
Revenge.
Amazing. Punch It TV, check it out. And you can become a member of Punch It TV now on YouTube and all that kind of stuff, all right? So support Punch It TV. I said that my country's gone, and white Americans are now doing, well, not just now, they've been doing this for at least 35 or 70 years, but at least I've been aware of it for the last 35, 36 years. They're giving up America in the same way whites gave up South Africa and what's happening. Now they've been genocide. That is happening in America already, and it's going to get worse. And the black so-called leadership, they know it because they know that white people are afraid. They're afraid. They just have fear. And they're taking over America, and they don't care. And it's going to only end in destruction. All the thing white people have to do is say no, shaking in their boots in fear. Just say no. But you won't, because you're living in fear, and the fear is keeping you from functioning in life. Not knowing that is just an illusion. It keeps you from saying and doing and going wherever you want to go and do. You're living in fear. And I want to give you an example of what's happening to my country. And I've been warning you for 35 years. I'm like, white people, wake up, wake up. No, no, no. You don't need to feel guilty about anything. Black people are not suffering because of slavery or Jim Crow or lack of. It's all a lie. It's a game. It's a DEI made up thing to get money and power. Perceived power, but power. And you didn't listen. I want to show you what a so-called black mayor of a city is doing. It ain't ashamed of it, not afraid of it, not afraid of being called racist or anything, because he knows the white people are not going to do anything about it. And the government not going to do anything about it. But if white people, a white mayor, were doing the exact same thing, it would be a different story. Watch this. This is mind-blowing. It's not mind-blowing to me because I understand it's evil and white people are afraid of evil. This is from NBC News. The Justice Department said it filed charges on Monday against, I'm too far down my page. That's the wrong one. Times of India. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is under fire after a viral video clip show him defending his hiring record by highlighting the number of black officials in his administration. Watch this from X.
Some detractors that will push back on me and say, you know, the only thing that the mayor talks about is the hiring of black people. No, what I'm saying is when you hire our people, we always look out for everybody else. We are the most generous people on the planet. I don't know too many cultures that have play cousins. That's how generous we are. We just make somebody a family member, right? This is how we are. And so business and economic neighborhood development, the deputy mayor is a black woman. Department of Planning and Development is a black woman. Infrastructure deputy mayor is a black woman. Chief operations officer is a black man. Budget director is a black woman. Senior advisor is a black man. And I'm laying that out because when you ask, how do we ensure that our people get a chance to grow their business?
That's amazing, huh? He can go on TV and just say it out loud. Tell me how many white mayors can go on TV and name off everybody in his administration that are white and say, you know what, we look out for everybody. We even make our non-cousin cousins, and people applaud. And he's saying it without any fear of anything, anybody taking action against it. Is this wrong or not? If it's not wrong for this guy to do it, why is it wrong for white people to do it? Why? And if anybody look out for people, it's the white folks. Look how many black people they brought into their government, into their business, even though they know the blacks are going to destroy it, into universities. This guy can get on TV and say it out loud and just name the black, all blacks. Oh, yeah, we're doing this. And white people like, oh, that's so cute. Oh. I love the blacks. Johnson also admit he gives special treatment and contract to black-owned businesses. Why is this?
Prime construction contract at O'Hare under my administration. It's the first black prime construction worker company to have a prime contract anywhere in the United States of America. And that's critical, not just for BOA construction, but for the lives that he's going to transform because he's hiring them. but it's also critical for other major construction companies or mid-sized construction companies that are Black-owned to know that there is a mayor who sees them and is going to work hard to ensure that whether you're developing homes, whether you are, you know, looking to help take advantage of the opportunities through aviation, you know, whether it's entrepreneurship to provide a service, that there are resources available for you in the city of Chicago. And one thing that I know for sure that I have to do over these next 2 years, every single dime that our people have been robbed of, I want to make sure that that is returned two, threefold.
Amazing. All lies. Your people have been robbed of nothing, man. What the? No wonder Chicago is a mess. They did the same thing in Gary, Indiana. I was there. And I remember Gary was controlled by white people. It was an amazing place to live. And then they turned it over to the blacks. And it became a mess. Chicago is a mess. You see now why it's controlled by all blacks. Now do you believe me what I say? South Africa is alive and well and American. Those 59 white people that came here, all you did was left Africa for Africa. All you did, you just left Africa for Africa. Thank God Trump is here, but I don't know what's going to happen to y'all here. It's the same thing happening right here in America. Chicago is hell to live in. Crime, everything out of control. And you're turning your city over to a man like that. You did the same thing with Gary, and Gary is hell to live in. And the white people say, okay. Damn, you say what's funny is whites actually what?
They actually do that. They actually are fair with everybody.
Yeah, and that's the problem. Isn't that something?
Yep.
Black people ain't fair with nobody.
Fake generosity.
What a mess. All because you won't live a life of fear. Why don't you live in fear, Hank? What would happen if you just lived a life of fear?
I don't know.
Why don't you try and see?
Like I said on Sunday, I don't have the faith.
To live in fear?
What?
To live in fear?
Right.
But you live it in fear anyway when you try not to live in fear.
I know. Crazy, huh? And it's even worse.
It's crazy that all human beings are living in fear, and they were over trying to try not to live in fear, not knowing, why don't you just live in fear and see what happens?
Right.
I'm not talking about physical fear to protect yourself in a physical way. Chicago is a mess. Failing public schools, high homicide rates, expansion of gang violence. And if you think that's something, I told you this is South Africa in America. Here's a black South African arguing that the state should take all land, including white farmers' land, without compensation. Watch this.
So deep into history, you've taken us back to the 17th century. In that case, shouldn't everybody leave the property to the Khoisan, who are thought to be the native occupants of South Africa?
No, actually, Africa and South Africa, it belongs to the Bantu people. It belongs to the Ngunis. So it belongs to the people of Africa.
What about Tevi here?
We are not saying it doesn't belong here. Now that we are living together here, our perspective is that the land must go back to the chiefs, the traditional leaders, and the state. We are unapologetic about this. Mm-hmm. Land must be expropriated without compensation.
What?
What's crazy is that what I heard was that land, much of that land was uninhabitable. But the whites irrigated it and developed it and made it habitable. And now they want to use it, take it, and then let it die.
And that's the same thing that's happening right here in America. Black people don't own no land. What's up? And if they own the land, they won't do anything with it but fight. But do you see this happening in America, the same identical thing?
Yep. I'm hung up, too, on Brandon Johnson saying that we call our each other play cousins. I think every race does that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
He's like, I think no other race does that.
Amazing. Wake up, folks. So what would happen if you just live in fear?
I told you, I don't know.
What a mess. 888, why don't you take control of your own life, folks? What's wrong with adults, individuals, being individuals? Why don't you do that and be free? Why don't you just live a life where if people come into your life, oh, hi, y'all. If they go out, oh, okay, bye. And people come, why not just live a life coming and going? What's wrong with that? The way you're living, you're not happy. You're in misery. So if your husband don't want you anymore, oh, okay, see you later, husband. Bye. Your wife don't want you anymore. Oh, okay, wife, see you. Bye. It's been 20 years. Why do you need to cry or fret or feel bad about it? What happened that you fell into that condition? Let me catch up with some super chats. Then I get you some calls. 888-775-3773.
Super chat. Super chats.
Nice.
Welcome back, Hake.
Thank you.
Are you doing your show today?
I think so.
You feel better?
I can tell I'm fighting something because my back is bugging me.
What?
And my back is bugging me and my nostrils are crazy.
So why you came back to work?
Because I feel fine.
But you said you... fighting something. What'd you say?
I can tell I'm fighting something because my back is stiffer than usual.
But you always had a beta back.
Not like
not
this.
Not always, but.
Pastor Chatelet on pilled.net/Jesse Lee Peterson gifted the can. Hey, Tony, more Blatts are killed by abortion than anyone else. Tony agrees with Sanger. Then Blatt weeds need removed. What the? He Blatt.
And Margaret Sanger loved abortion for the Blatts.
Did she?
Oh, my God. Margaret Sanger?
I thought she was only for sterilizing.
Well,
did they have abortion back then as prominent?
Yes, she wanted originally for sterilizing.
Yeah.
The Blacks, especially the Blacks, because in the South they were having too many Black children.
Yeah.
Margaret Sanger was like, I love sterilizing the Blacks. And then you know what happened? She needed some Black leadership to join forces with her. So she gave... I believe it was Dr. King. I may be wrong. Or Jesse Jackson, one of those guys. I think it was Martin Luther King, the Margaret Sanger Award.
She was still around at that point?
Uh-huh.
Dang.
And then, well, somebody gave it to him.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was her or not. But she loved sterilizing the Blacks.
Crazy.
Amazing.
Bill West with the diamond. Miss Carnival sideshows walk down the streets.
Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, have a blessed weekend, everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Much love. These are from Friday. We're still catching up, guys.
We appreciate you. Thank you.
Elijah, Biden called Blacks super predators. He wasn't lying. I think that was Hillary. Same thing.
Yeah, I think it was Hillary. Amazing. Thank you.
Handy News rating the channel with 37 people. Ship emoji.
Thank you. Amazing.
That's on pill.net. See, Sal, welcome the Fallen State member. Nice.
Right on. Thank you. You can become a member now on the fallenstate.tv. There on YouTube. That video I just played was on X. It was from X. Amazing. Thank you.
Rolando on X Live, speaking of X, from Friday. Amazing call from South Dakota. SD, South Dakota.
Right on. Thank you.
Someone bought a very generous 10 coffees. I love you, Jesse. Thank you for all you do. Amazing, Red Heart.
Amazing. Thank you. I love you back. Thank you.
Nate, our IRL, I got Joel fatigue, he says, on kick. This is from Friday. You know how people have black fatigue?
Yeah.
He has Joel fatigue.
He black. Amazing. Thank you.
Sunday, someone bought a coffee. Let's look at reality based on what we've seen, the blacks, Mexicans, Africans, any other race besides whites, everywhere these other races go, turn into a ghetto, no order, barely contribute, chaos, high crime rates, all into the race thing, everything negative, says someone with a coffee.
Amazing. It's unfortunate because it wasn't that way before. I was talking to a family member the other day, and she reminded me, remember when we used to, everybody leave the house to go to church or wherever we were going, we just closed the door. We used to just pull the door together, close it, and no lock.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Same here.
Y'all used to do the same?
Yep.
In the suburbs, yep. You used to leave home and not lock the door, but just close it.
Yep.
What the?
We'd leave the garage door open. In fact, I don't even think that we had a lock on the garage door.
Wow.
You could just push it.
And now the people drive cars through your business.
Oh, yeah.
They don't use guns. They use cars now. Amazing. Are they going to ban all the automobiles?
They should.
Thank you.
Someone says, so based on that, doesn't it make sense to bring white refugees only to America when we know the other races act versus how the whites act and contribute?
100%. Absolutely. Thank you.
Another someone, the question I made about the white refugees, I am mixed with black, white, Indian American. Just to give you context, I'm not speaking from any biased position based on what I've seen. White people seem to be the only race that contributes positively in any country that they live in, and the other races do not.
Amazing. Thank you.
Five coffees from Ed and Leah. No, thank you.
What?
Five coffees from Ed and Leah.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, hold that right there.
All right, we'll read.
I want to get some.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
People have waited for a while. Jerome out of New Jersey. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. We're gonna finish up these super chats today. Come hell or high water. Jerome, welcome to the show out of New Jersey.
Hey Jesse, how are you? Happy Tuesday.
Thank you, Jerome.
Yeah, so I just wanted to call in and talk about the South Africans. You know, I know the topic had came up again, and I think it's time I'm saying that they should leave, but they should have never been here in the first place.
Who?
The South African refugees that were brought over and any...
They shouldn't be where?
And they shouldn't be in America, and any future refugees that they're thinking about bringing in.
Why not?
Because
Jerome, hold that thought. To be fair, I gotta take a break. Don't hang up. I'll put you on hold. 888-775-3773. Hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. Country and Western Tuesday. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. They're bringing evil communist Sesame Street to Netflix. I told you Netflix was no good. And Trump talked with Putin yesterday, and CNN claims that Trump is on taking sides with Russia. I doubt that's the case. And Israel, a little update on beautiful Israel, which I believe may be expanding. We shall see. Shout out, Israel critics. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, May 20th, AD 2025. Hang tight, callers, okay? JLP will be right back to your calls. Hang in there. Make sure you stay close to your phone. Be on regular phone, not Bluetooth, speakerphone, headset, AirPods, or whatever. And make sure you have the show muted in the background. Don't have your phone muted. Have the show muted so that there's no background noise. Be in a quiet place with good signal. Okay? Nice. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, not Fake News. And we will get back to your calls. We'll also get to the rest of these Super Chats. We appreciate them, guys and gals. Guys includes gals, okay? Guys means guys and gals. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports by Jade Walker. She wants to tell you how to get to Sesame Street. Long-standing so-called children's program is moving out of the Max District into the Netflix neighborhood. Degenerate. Although our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, recently signed an EO, executive order, directing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and viewers like you to end federal funding for PBS and NPR. Kids, that's children, without access, communist buzzword, to the streaming services will still be able to see Elmo, Evil Elmo, Cookie Monster, Oscar the Grouch, based Oscar. Actually, none of them are based. For free on PBS. It's horrible. And Russia and Ukraine, President Trump, our greatest, spent 2 hours on the phone with Vladimir Putin yesterday, Monday. Everybody loves Mondays. Hoping to learn when the Russian leader was going to end his war in the Ukraine. However, no timeline was offered. Afterward, Trump posted on social media. Perhaps he posted on Truth Social. You can follow the Hake Report on Truth Social, by the way, as well as Real Donald Trump. That Kiev and Moscow had agreed to start negotiations immediately toward a ceasefire. The Kremlin spokesman and said Trump and Putin did not discuss a time frame for a possible truce, despite Trump's repeated assertions during his presidential campaign that he would end the war in 24 hours. He is now backing away from a direct mediating role, saying negotiating the conditions for a ceasefire would be left to the Ukraine and to Russia, as it rightly should. Ukraine's unchristian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who also spoke with Trump on Monday, said his goals were clear. Full ceasefire without any conditions or preconditions in exchange of prisoners and the return of Ukrainian children forcibly taken to Russia. Overnight, Ukraine and Russia accused each other of launching even more attack drones. What a mess. And I think that Ukraine is supposed to give up their east coast or their eastern edge, similar to our east coast. If we left our eastern coast states, east coast states to Russia, that's how much they would have to give up. It's not that much. Just give it. Anyway, that's what I say, but I don't know. Canada, France, and the UK threatening to take concrete actions, including targeted sanctions against Israel. Oh, please. Canada, France, UK. You don't even protect your own citizens. And now you're bashing Israel for dominating in the Middle East. We should be dominating in Europe, but they don't. If Israel doesn't stop their renewed military offensive in Gaza and continue to block humanitarian aid from entering the enclave. Since Israel launched the offensive in northern and southern Gaza over the weekend, more than 400 people have been killed, over 1,000 others injured, per a CNN count. Blah, 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 blah. We'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. ¶¶
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. For those who want to know themselves and overcome the fallen state, which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You can't have both. Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Amazing, huh? And if you're out and about and too busy to watch the show, you can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad as the show is happening anywhere in the world, no matter where you are, by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App or BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. It's Tuesday, second hour of show already. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. That's just reality. Amazing. It's too far gone. It's like a marriage and a divorce. It's too far gone. It's over. What's up? No more fighting. I want to go back to Jerome out of New Jersey. And Jerome, I put him on hold because we ran out of time there in the first hour. Jerome don't want the white folks from Africa here for whatever reason. I got to find out why. Jerome.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
And so the white refugees from Mommy Africa, South Africa, you don't want them here in America?
Absolutely not.
And why not?
Because they're weak. They're not standing up and fighting in their own country. And why do we need people like that in our country?
Are you white?
I'm black.
And are you standing up for America?
I'm not sure if that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the refugees.
Are you standing up for America?
Can we talk about the refugees first, though?
Are you standing up for America?
Yes, I am.
And in what way?
I'm being a law-abiding citizen, and I'm not accepting wrongdoing from anybody, including Trump and the refugees that are being brought here. That's how I'm standing up.
And they're losers.
They couldn't even stand up for their own country. How can they build up ours if they had to flee from their own?
In what way are you standing up for America?
Well, why do we do this every single time I call? I call about one thing, and then you redirect.
In what way are you standing up for America?
I just told you I'm not doing any wrongdoing, and I'm not accepting wrongdoing from anybody else, though.
And so How do you feel that these white people that are here from South Africa are being under genocide? They're being destroyed. Their lands are being taken away from them by the black government. They're without compensation. And they're only, right now, just 59, according to the report. How you feel that whites are being genocided by the blacks in South Africa?
That's their problem. If they didn't want to be killed, then they should stand up and be men and fight.
How do you feel about that?
I just told you that's their problem. I feel no ways about it. They're getting what they deserve.
Amazing. And how do you feel that in America, whites are turning America over to the blacks, and the blacks are doing the exact same thing in America that blacks have done in South Africa? How do you feel about that?
I feel like white people need to stand up and fight here, too. But the last thing that I would do is tell the white people here to go take refuge in another country. And that's why I respect that guy that
Giroux,
you interviewed.
I
apologize.
Giroux,
Jesse, I'm trying to answer the question.
Giroux, how do you feel about this same identical thing that is happening in South Africa is now happening in America? The whites are allowing the blacks to take over the government, and they are creating a South Africa in America. How do you feel about that?
I just told you that I don't like it. I think I don't like it, Jesse. I just told you that.
And did you vote for Trump?
Yes, I did, but I'm regretting it.
And why?
Because he keeps on making stupid decisions. I voted for him the first time as well. He was making stupid decisions. And I guess because he lost an election and came back, I said, all right, he's going to be coming back good this time. But he keeps on making dumb decisions. And this one was the worst of all that he's ever made, bringing in these refugees.
Which one?
I'm sorry,
you said bringing in the refugees was the worst mistake Trump ever made?
Whatever, like, he's never made anything worse than this.
And so you were happy with everything he'd done except for this?
No, I was unhappy with a lot of things, but this one was the worst decision.
But
I voted for him twice, though.
Really? And do you love white people?
Yeah. No.
You don't love white people?
No.
Are you a Christian?
No.
Oh, so you have no love.
Jesse, can we get back to the point that I was calling? You do this every single time I call, and then you'll hang up on me because I can't get out my point.
So you have no love?
Sure, no, Jesse, I have no love.
Really? Do you believe in God?
No.
Oh, you don't believe in God. Why not?
Because I see no reason to. Actually, I called you the other day because I was I believed in God actually up until about a month ago, and then you know I had called you asking you a question about something, and the first thing you did when I got on the phone was, you know, you lied to me. You said a bunch of stuff, and I said from there on out I don't believe in God anymore.
And why don't you believe in God?
Because nobody can answer the questions that I have. And
oh, you had that
like
question about what was your question again?
My question was about where does God come from? And when I called up and asked you, the first thing that you said was you lied about where God came from. And then I said,
what did I say
had
came
lying
from?
To me, you said he came from nowhere.
And how do you know that's a lie? If you don't know where God came from, how do you know that's a lie?
Look, you lied.
No, if you don't know where God came from, how do you know that was a lie, that he came from nowhere?
Because that's not what it says in the Bible.
Giroux, if you don't know where God came from, how do you know that was a lie?
I just said it. It says in the Bible that he's always been here, yet you said that.
And did you believe what the Bible said?
No, that's why I had to.
So you didn't believe what the Bible said, and why didn't you believe what the Bible said about it?
See, you do this every single time I call, and then you're going to hang up on me because
Giroux,
I don't actually
why
do
you believe what the Bible said about it?
Because it doesn't make any sense. How can he be here forever?
And then why do you believe what your parents or whomever, when you were young, why do you believe what they told you about God?
You said, why did I believe it?
Didn't you believe it?
Because it didn't make any sense to me.
And so when I told you what I said, why do you believe that?
why didn't I believe that? Because that didn't make any sense to me.
So why are you asking a question that you're never going to believe anyway? Because you have your own idea about where God came from. Why are you asking a question that you're never going to believe anyway? Why do you ask that question?
What? Because that's what we as human beings do. When you were
Jerome, why are you asking that question?
I'm trying to speak, though, and you keep on cutting me off.
Jerome, why are you asking that question that you're not going to believe what anyone said, including the Bible? Why are you asking a question that you're not going to believe anyway?
That's why I'm done asking the question. That's why I'm not asking anymore. I don't believe.
But what, you didn't answer the question, though. Why are you asking a question that you're...
I just answered the question.
Jerome, why are you asking a question that you're not going to believe? You ask your family, you ask the Bible, you ask... How old are you?
I'm 30.
What the... So why don't you just drop the question and leave it as you don't know?
I just told you I did. That's why I don't believe in Christianity, God, anymore. I'm telling you that right now. I don't believe in any of it.
You don't believe in the Christianity, God. What God do you believe in?
I believe in no God.
Yeah. Well, be happy then. Are you happy believing in no God?
I'm not. I don't believe in happiness or sadness. I just believe in, you know, I don't believe in happiness or sadness, all those emotions.
Do you believe in, are you happy believing in no God?
I'm not happy. I don't get happy or sad.
And when you ask yourself, where did God come from? What did yourself tell you?
I don't ask the question, Jesse. I don't believe in God anymore.
But when you, at some point,
are you understanding what I'm saying?
At some point, did you ask the question of yourself, where did God come from?
I did. That's why I told you and asked. I've been asking it since I was about 6 years old.
Why don't you stop asking?
I think somebody's playing a prank on me.
All right. Thank you, Jerome. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Wayne out of Houston, Texas. Wayne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning. How are you?
All is well, Wayne. How are you?
You got to me real quick, man.
What?
I said you got to me real quick.
I can hold on. Hold on, Wayne. I'll come back to you. I didn't know you weren't ready yet. My bad. Hold on. Don't hang up. I'll come back to you. Let me go to Carlos out of Florida. Carlos, welcome to the show. You're on the air. I thought Wayne was ready.
Jesse.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Carlos.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Basically,
let me know when Wayne is ready there. Go ahead, Carlos.
I was listening to you about what you were talking about, black fatigue, and the question that I have is, like, I'm experiencing that, and the truth is I don't know how to approach it, because you mentioned, you know, you don't have to get angry. But lately I experienced, you know, these feelings of anger because I'm tired of everything that is going on when it comes to black fatigue. You know, I recently had a conversation with one of my friends that happens to be black, and the things that were told to me, which I have them, you know, on my phone on screenshots, they basically hate everybody else that is not black. And he even mentioned that on the text, saying, you know, they want to take over, they want to, they don't like this country. So I was just telling, you know, if you don't love this country that has given you so much, all the liberties and everything that is being done right now, why don't go back to your original country or wherever you come from?
Right.
And
you said,
and I'm just tired.
No,
yes.
Go ahead. You just what?
I'm just tired of, like, listening. I'm tired that they can actually say anything to you, even bad words or things that are very offensive, like the C word for white people or the W word, like wet bag and everything. They can tell you that to your face. But you cannot say anything back, because otherwise you are racist, and they play that card all the time. And I'm just tired. I mean, because I know that there is a few people, a few percentage, probably 5%, that are really good, you know, in the Black community, as well as in my community, you know, the Latino community. There's a very small percentage of people that are good, but they are being overshadowed for the rest that are like a mess.
And so you're feeling, you say you feel Black fatigue, you're tired of the Blacks?
Yeah, and I don't know how to handle it because I don't want to feel anger. I'm working on myself. And I don't want to be mad, but I am mad because I see
but
so many.
But why are you mad?
Because they can tell you whatever and you cannot say anything. It's like you say, you know, we are losing this country.
But what good is it doing you to be mad about that?
Like sometimes I just want to speak up and tell them the truth, tell them how it is.
And what good is it doing you to be mad?
No, it doesn't do anything. No good for me to be mad.
So why don't you drop the anger? Do not give in to the temptation of being angry. They're angry. They're never, ever, 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 but never, never, never a reason to be angry.
So, Jesse, when you say, you know, white people wake up and you have to, you know, wake up because we are going pretty much in the same direction that Africa or other countries and what do you mean? How can we, the people that are actually working on themselves and seeing these things in a godly way, defend our principles, defend this country, defend religion, defend all the principles that are making that make this country great? How can we do it without getting angry and doing it on the God's way?
When you say a godly way, what do you mean?
The right way, without getting angry, without judging, without...
The right way, you know, is to not get angry. That's the right way. And why are you trying to defend anything? Why are you trying to defend religion?
Well, no, I'm trying to defend God. When people say, you know, I'm trying to defend the principles that build this country that has given me so much.
Why are you doing that?
Because otherwise we're going to hell altogether.
But you're going to hell anyway trying to defend. So why?
That's true. That's true.
So why are you trying to defend? Why are you trying to defend God, religion, principle? Why are you trying to defend anything?
So we're just supposed to like be quiet and just keep working on ourselves and that's it.
Why are you trying to defend anything?
I just like what is right.
So what now?
I like to defend what is right.
So why are you trying to defend? If it's right, why do you need to defend right?
I feel sometimes that it's being overshadowed. You know, rightness.
Right can never be overshadowed. Or the wrong can be overshadowed. Why are you trying to defend right?
All right. No, you're right, so...
No, that was the question.
Yeah, I guess that I guess that the answer is because I still have anger and I need to work on myself.
Right, that's right. You don't need to defend anything, man. You can't defend anything. Why are you trying to defend America and principle and God and everything? Why does that make sense that you have to defend anything? When will you lay your weapon down and stop fighting? The world fight all the time, and they're not winning. It's only getting worse, right?
That is correct.
Everybody fighting. They fight the anti-abortion against the pro-abortion. The anti-life people that don't want people to be born against those who want to be born. The Democrats against the Republican. The Christians against the Jews. And the Jews against the Alawaba. Everybody fighting. Nobody's winning. So why not do opposite and lay your weapon down and don't fight? What would happen if you didn't fight?
No, I know what happens because I've been working on myself. And when I don't allow anger to get into myself, I have peace.
So then have you noticed whenever you're angry, you want to fight?
Yes, I want to fight. I want to argue. I want to prove
my point. So why you go to anger then? Why not stay away from anger and don't fight? And let the truth fight your battle for you. Why don't you trust truth?
I do. I want to do that. I want to trust that. It's just like sometimes when I listen to you and I hear that, you know, that you make these great points and you show people what's going on, it kind of like makes me like want to do the same, but, you know, to speak up. But I guess that I haven't learned how to speak up without getting angry or without arguing. Because you do it in a different way. You do it in a way that, like the call before, you know, you don't get bothered. You don't get mad. You go to the next call, it's like nothing happened. And I'm like, what the? How he does that, you know? How he does that? Because you go like very patiently, you know, you don't get mad.
So you need to lay your weapon down and let the truth fight your battle.
All right, let's see.
There's nothing to fight. Stop fighting. If you see that in your own life, fighting has never done any good at all, right? And then you, once you see that within yourself, you're going to see what's happening in the world. And everybody fighting, and nobody's winning. It's just everybody fighting.
Everybody and their mama is black.
Amazing. So stop being angry. Stay away from the anger, man, and don't try to fight anything. Let the truth fight your battle inside of you and outside of you, inside of others.
That makes total sense, Jesse.
All right.
I appreciate you, thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
I appreciate you. And I'm glad that Jake is back and he's feeling better right now.
Yeah, he's feeling better. He said he got a little beta back still, but he's definitely feeling. You're feeling a little better, right?
That's right. Thank you, Carlos.
Beta.
Beta back.
Alpha.
All right, thank you guys.
All right, buddy.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye. Is Wayne ready yet there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. 888-7753-773. Let me try Wayne again. Wayne, you ready now from Houston?
Hey, Jesse. I was born ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just looking at...
your phone. You sound away from your phone or something. Speak right into your phone.
Well, okay, how is it now?
And that's better, yes.
Okay. I was just looking at the fight that we're having with the blacks, what's wrong with the blacks.
Uh-huh.
And I think they've been overcome by a communist ideology where the state has become their father and they're looking for handouts and all that stuff like that. And I don't really think it's a racial thing. I think it's a national thing. What do you think?
It's a spiritual thing. It's not racial. It's not national. It's the blacks are very angry, and they've been catered into their in their anger state by telling them they're victims and they can't make it, and they think as groups, and they look to black people to lead them and other people, and so they are spiritually lost. They hate their mothers and they're yearning for their fathers. That's why they're really angry. But they've been told it's something else. It's all spiritual. Because
Why are we dividing them? Why don't we try to get them to understand that it's a spiritual war and not a racial war?
When you say how are you dividing them?
We're saying let's get white people to start their own community in a certain area and let's do all that kind of stuff like that.
You've been telling them that?
No, you've been telling them that.
Oh, I thought you said we. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Well, I don't have a solution. I think our solution is to try to get people to awake.
Why?
And if they awake, then they will not have anger, and then they'll be peaceful. They will.
Why should you try to get anyone to wake up?
Because we are looking for a solution to our challenge on the world where stuff is going out of order.
And why are you looking for a solution to someone else's challenge? Why don't you just look for a solution for your challenge and to hell with everybody else?
Well, because I'm imitating you. You're my great guru. I see you doing it, so I'm trying to help.
But I'm not trying to help anyone.
You're not?
Not at all. It doesn't bother me one iota that blacks live in their hell. It doesn't bother me one iota if people wake up or not. I'm not moved by it either way, because that's their life and that's the way they want to live. So I'm quite happy with everyone living in their own hell or whatever they want to live in. I'm not trying to change their minds at all.
Well, I thought you wanted your country back.
Well, my country's not coming back, so I've accepted that because I know that most people are not going to wake up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then what I want to tell you, too, is that the reason I'm telling white people to separate, because whites are so afraid in this big world as being one, they're going to have to start a new thing and create their own government, their own police force, their own justice system. And in that new world, they can just tell the blacks, don't cross that line, and they don't have to worry that the government or anyone else will go after them.
But why are you telling the whites that? Why do you care? You shouldn't care about that. Just let them find their own way.
Because they can separate before they be genocide like they do in Africa. If they don't want to do it, you make a point. If they don't want to do it the way, I'm fine with that. Let's say the blacks don't want to separate. Not only do they love the hell in themselves, they love the hell in the blacks, and they want to fight. I'm fine with that, too.
Right. So, yeah, just leave it alone. Let them do whatever they want to do.
Absolutely.
Let the wicked do the wicked. Let the do-good to do.
That's right. Absolutely. Amazing, Wayne.
Amazing. All right, Jesse. Take care. We'll talk to you again.
All right, buddy. I don't care if I can't do anything about no one else's life. I couldn't even change my own life. I had to surrender. And who am I to even for a second think about either way, care about if someone else changes? And God doesn't bother you if you don't want to change. He made you right in your hell. He's made the way. He made you free. And he opened the gates of the prison. And all you have to do is walk out of the prison. But you don't want to walk out? He's like, oh, okay. Stay in your prison. He's not going to miss a nap. And I won't either. It's up to you. I'm not bothered either way. Super chat.
Super chats.
Scott gave a tip on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App, as did Samuel. Scott and Samuel, thank you guys.
Right on. Thank you, guys. We'll look into it. Appreciate it.
Anthony says, keep Joel DEI happy. Bring 59 blacks in. What the?
Hey, black.
He says, put 59 blacks in Joel's neighborhood. Keep it fair. It's messed up. But maybe that'll snap him out of it.
I don't think Joel's saying that he wants 59 blacks in his neighborhood. He just want to be fair.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you.
Jalen tithing. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jalen. I appreciate it.
Billy on Facebook during the church live stream. That's Bond Rebuilding the Man.
Right on.
I've been stabbed all day telling me I have no purpose anymore.
Nice. Amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Mark during church, love is in the air, heart. Thank you, Bond, for what y'all do for others to know God. Strong arm, red heart, thanks, hands, and idea, light bulb.
Right on. And thank you for helping us to help others, too, by donating and stuff. And you stay with it. Stay with it. I'm telling you, for those who are working on yourself, if you stay with it, I promise you, it's gonna be amazing. Really, just stay with it. No matter how long it takes, how difficult it is, stay with it. Thank you.
Murden, Hake, please ask Jesse. This is during church.
Ask!
How to stop judging yourself and others.
By seeing that there is no you to judge. You're not your thoughts. You're not your emotions. You're not your body. There's no one there to judge or be judged. Amazing. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. Back in a moment to your phone calls. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Point 888-775-3773. Support us. I have been told you got to remind the people, Jesse, because normally I'm thinking people just do it naturally, but they forget. Make a donation. Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, rebuildingaman.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. All right, 800-411-2663. And check out our merch. It is amazing merch. A man with anger is a murderer. When she's crying, she's lying. Mugs and hats, American amazing tar baby, all kinds of stuff. Tub like a mug, all kinds of stuff. And then we have Punchy's coffee. Good. Go to Punch and Coffee is amazing. So go to jesseleepeterson.shop. We can't ship coffee overseas. We can ship all the merch worldwide, but we just can't ship the coffee at this time. But don't worry, Trump will figure that out for us. All right? But check it out. And if you need counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of the planet. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. I do it myself, so it's busy. Jam-packed. So when you make an appointment, if you can't get right in, just be patient. Make a date, but be patient. Sometimes people reschedule and stuff. Phone, Skype, or walk-in, all right? Check out all my books. For Rage to Responsibility, Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. Did she show Rage? That's Rage. I was real young. I used to be young. Young, gifted, and black. And then Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America. The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. It's a little small pocket guide that we use in our entrepreneur program. And it's, ladies, you can carry it around in your purse, men, your back pocket. 7 steps. If you follow those steps, you can't go wrong, whether you have a business or not. And then last but not least, the antidote, healing America from the poison of hate, blame, and victimhood. And I will sign them to whomever you like. Go to rebuildingaman.com/store. Rebuildingaman.com/store. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. Amazing. And support us all over social media. Let me go to first time caller out of Indiana, Nate. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing?
All is well, Nate.
That I can't.
I got a sort of complaint. You always talking about...
Oh, you're first time calling, Nate?
Yes.
Okay, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, but I listen to the show with my daughter a lot.
Right on.
And you always saying stuff about affirmative action, and I guess like black people like to take handouts.
Yes.
I got 11 kids. I raised them solo. All of them not man. Some my nieces, some is man's, couple of step kids. All these kids went to college and graduated. One kid just was accepted at Indiana Bloomington. He coming in with 36 credit hours. And he turned down a type of affirmative action. He didn't want handouts. So I think that you should really set aside that people's is different, you know, and you be hollering amazing.
Amazing.
And these white people laughing at your stupid ass.
Nate, he hung up. Did he say stupid ass? What the? So who's the stupid ass? You the one hung up, buddy. I want to communicate with you, Nate. Where is the love, Nate? Now your folks going to be knowing that you call the show mad and call me stupid ass, and you want to listen. What the? 888-7753-773. Nate hung up. Let me go to Ken, a first-time call out of Indiana. Ken, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Ken. One, two, three. Ken. No, Ken. Let me go to a first-time caller out of Canada. Stephen out of Canada, heard around the world. Stephen, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Stephen.
Morning. Great show as always. Appreciate everything you do, Jess.
Thank you.
I just wanted to comment again. You guys are awesome, man. I have a question though, with regards to ego, somewhat.
Uh-huh.
Basically, to keep it short, I've paid somebody to grab something for me, and it's been weeks without anything in return, and I'm getting the runaround with, oh, it'll be tomorrow, it'll be yada yada yada, and it's really starting to. I know it's the ego, and I know that's it's brutal. It's really starting to mess with me a little bit. Where, like, I'm ready to, I want to thump, give this guy a friggin' thump. You know what I mean? But I don't know. It's really bothering me, and I feel like I already know the answer. But should I just basically wash my hands with it and wish them well, or should I be confronting them more? Or?
And so you gave somebody some money, they were supposed to get an item, something for you?
Yes.
And they haven't gotten it in the time that they said they would?
Yes.
So why don't you just get your money back and be done with them?
Well, that's basically what I've been trying to do, Jess. So it's basically, can I get my money back? Like, I've gone that route, and it's excuses, and it's a yes, all tomorrow. And that's what I mean. It's the whole runaround now. It's turned into asking for the money back. I should have said that, yes.
So you ask for your money back, and they don't have the money to give you, or what?
Yes. Well, that's it. Yes. They're not saying no, but what they're doing is saying, okay, I'll be by tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow, and then you know what I mean?
So you know where they live? Down,
yes.
Why don't you go to their house and get your money?
I've done that. It's always a no-show. Like, that's what I mean. I've called them. I've showed up. I've you know, without it being harassing, of course, but I've been there to, you know, I've exercised everything, and now it's
Are you able to say how much money you gave them?
Yes.
How much?
$200.
Be done with it. This person can't be trusted. And then don't ask anymore. Don't be angry, because all the signs were already there, but you just didn't see them. So learn from it. Don't be angry, and be done with them, period. But don't be angry.
Okay. So, just be done with them, wish them well, and go on my way?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, I had a feeling.
Yeah, if they contact you again about anything, just say, hey, don't contact me anymore. I'm done with you. You stole my money. I'm done with you.
Okay, and in the meantime, just stick with the silent prayer, and the Lord will take that away from me, that anger? Or
100%. Yeah, 100%. Okay. And the way you resist the anger, see the thoughts that's telling you to judge this person, to be mad, right? And the emotion that comes with it. But don't call it you, Stephen. See it. Live with it. Stay with it. But don't call it you. And move on with your life. And the Father, the truth, will take the spirit of anger away from you. It's not you. So don't call the anger you. It's not you.
Okay. I'm hoping so, because, Jess, I've been on you guys have really helped me, and the silent prayer and all that has been working. I'm able to identify and all that, and it almost feels like a test, because from what I used to do, like, what that side of me is like, oh, you know, I just want to, I'm getting close to just...
Come back to your
phone,
Steve.
The violence. It makes me want to go and give it.
Yeah, but don't do that, because it's your fault that you gave this person your money. And you already knew not to do it, but you did it anyway, because you let the thought make, oh, give it a try. Let them do it.
Until that point, Jess, everything, I figured it seemed okay, but I guess not.
No. So let it pass. Learn from it by not being angry, and you won't ever go through that again.
Okay.
But be done with that person. Don't have nothing else to do with no more business and no more friendship, no more nothing.
Okay, just leave it and just go on my way, and it'll be taken care of, eh?
Absolutely.
Okay, Jess. Yeah, I figured that, and I appreciate everything, man. For the people listening, the silent prayer does work.
Yeah.
Jesse, God bless, man, and just Hake and all the guys, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking my call today.
Right on. You stay with it, Steven. Stay with it, all right?
Awesome. I really needed to hear that, Jesse. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Bye now. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first time call out of Oklahoma. John out of Oklahoma. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. So, reason why I'm calling is your previous comments on strong women in marriage.
On what now?
Pardon me?
You said on what?
Strong women.
Oh, there's no such thing as strong woman. No such thing.
You don't think so?
No, I know so.
Why is that?
Because of the women are weak. And men are supposed to be strong, but because men are weak, you can always tell a weak man he thinks the woman is strong.
Well, I mean, men are strong, or should be, right?
Right. They're supposed to be. They're not either, but they're supposed to be. But there's no such thing and no way a woman can be strong. It doesn't exist.
But I don't think so.
Weak men think that women are strong.
You disagree with that? I do.
You do disagree?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
So, my wife, who is deceased, she died from a aneurysm.
May her soul rest in peace.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, she was a very strong woman, and I chose her to be my wife, because she was a strong woman.
Why would you choose a so-called strong woman to be your wife? How are you going to lead a woman if you already think she's strong? What the?
Well, so let me ask you.
No, finish your point. Finish your point, then you can ask.
Okay.
So you chose a woman that you thought was strong.
Right.
And that makes sense to you.
So why would you want your partner and wife,
not a partner, but a wife.
Right. But she is your partner.
No, she's not my partner. She's my wife.
Okay, but
my partner would be if I went in business with someone. A wife is a wife. But go ahead.
All right. So
why would you choose a woman to be stronger than you?
So we'll go back to calling her your wife versus your partner.
Okay.
Would you rather your wife be a stone-cold killer next to you versus a meek mouse?
Yes, a stone-cold killer. At least I know what I got.
Right.
But that meek mouse is going to kill you anyway.
Pardon me?
A stone-cold killer? At least I mm-hmm. know what I have, because that meek mouse is going to kill you anyway, quietly kill you.
Well, how's that meek mouse going to kill you?
Yeah. Because the meek mice is worse than a stone-cold killer. But why would you choose a woman that you know is stronger than you?
Not stronger than me.
You said that your wife was stronger than you.
I did not say that.
Oh, you said she was strong, right?
Yes, okay. Very strong.
Right on. And why would you choose a strong, what you think is a strong woman? Why?
Well, because I want somebody to be not equal to me.
You wanted your wife to be... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, not equal to me, but I wanted her to be able to support me and be capable of picking up in the areas
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think we got a bad connection there.
You hit mute. Did you hit your mute bird button or something?
Pardon me?
No, go ahead. You said you wanted a wife to support you, and what else?
No, I just wanted a capable wife to you know, to be beside me. Not be behind me, but be to my side, be my, not my equal, per se.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't think there is a, there's no equal between a man and a woman, right?
Right. But what's wrong with you that you needed your wife to be beside you? What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting...
Why do you need her beside you then?
Well, she's your partner. She's your equal.
No, she's your wife. She's not your equal. She's not your partner. She's your wife. Why do you want her beside you? What's wrong with you that you need her beside you?
Beside you. Is that not biblical?
What?
Is that not biblical?
Nowhere in the world is that. That's not even biblical in Israel.
Say it again.
No, that's not biblical. Not even in Israel.
Well, you and I are not in Israel. Right. And
but why,
neither you or I would want to be in Israel right now.
Oh no, I would love to be in Israel. But let me ask, why?
Oh no, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you that you needed your wife to be beside you?
Well, let me ask you this. So, would you rather have a strong person beside you or a weak person beside you?
Neither, either way. I don't need a woman beside me, weak or strong. Because I can handle it myself. I don't need a woman beside me. That's not her job as a wife to be beside me. Why do you need a wife? Why do you need a wife to be beside? Why do you need a wife? Why do you need a wife to be beside you? You didn't tell me that yet.
No, what's her job?
What?
What is your wife's job?
To be,
are you married?
To be the wife to my, to be the mother to my children, and
uh-huh.
and to clean my house, sew clothes, wash, make meals. But let me ask, John, because of time, Why did you need your wife to be beside you?
That's a very good question, Jesse. Why did I need her to be beside me? So, so the Bible says when walking through life with your partner, with your wife or your spouse, that you are both a team.
That's nowhere in the Bible. You're making that up.
That, no, I'm not making that up. That is
yeah, yeah. But you still didn't tell me because of time, why did you need your wife beside you?
So would you rather not have a strong person beside you or a weak person beside you?
You asked me that already, but and I answered that already. But why did you need your wife beside you?
Because I want a strong person beside me.
And why?
Because I don't want a weak person beside me. I don't want to carry somebody that's weak
but
and incompetent.
It's your job to carry your wife in the right way. But it's your job.
Well, it's your job to support each other.
But if your wife is beside you, it sounds like you can't even carry yourself. What's up?
Why do you say that?
Because you need your wife. You need a strong woman beside you. And that doesn't make any sense unless you're weak.
Well,
are you weak?
What do you prefer?
Are you weak?
A strong person?
You asked me that question already. I told you I don't need her beside me at all. I need her to be a wife and a mother to my children to do what a woman's supposed to do as a wife and a mother.
So you're just dominating your wife.
What?
So you're just dominating your wife.
What?
So you are just dominating your wife.
How are you dominating your wife if she's doing what she's supposed to do as a wife? How is that dominating?
Well, if you're putting restrictions on her.
What, I didn't say I'm putting a restriction. What do you mean? I'm letting her to be a wife and a mother. But why do you, what's wrong with you that you need a woman beside you? And I need you to answer that if you're going to answer it, because I got to run. I'm looking at the clock.
Okay, ask me again.
Why?
Specifically, what's your question?
What's wrong with you, John, from Oklahoma, first-time caller, that you need your wife beside you? I need you.
What is wrong with me?
Beside me. To guide me.
To need a strong woman beside me.
Why? What's wrong with you, John? How old are you?
55.
What?
55.
And you need your wife beside you. That's amazing. You don't see something wrong with that?
Well, she's deceased, so.
But so now, what are you going to do? She's dead. And how? What are you going to do? Your strength is gone.
How's my strength gone?
You said she's dead. John.
Right. But how is my strength gone? Because she was not my strength. She was my partner.
No, she was your wife, man. John, call me again. I got to run, buddy. Call me again, though. Amazing conversation. One more hour to go. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Hate news, not the fake news. Quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
A whole, yeah, right, I think. A whole lot of, I didn't hear what you said. I'm just saying, right. A whole lot of mess going on in the world of black female congressmen charged in that pro-illegal riot that we reported last week or 2 weeks ago, it feels like. Those, remember those black Democrat people, elected officials, rioting for the illegals in, like, New Jersey or somewhere? Anyway, there's AI regulations. I don't really care about that at this time. Abandoned chicks, as in baby chickens, I think, in a postal truck. What? And the WNBA is probing a hate speech some fan supposedly called Angel Reese a racial slur. What a mess. And pray for Dilbert creator and irreverent Mensa member genius Scott Adams. He said that he has cancer and he doesn't expect to live past summer. Wow. And there's some FCC, federal, I think it's FCC, Federal Communications Commission, I think, woman who's running her mouth about, I don't know what. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, May 20th, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now. During Hake News, Not Fake News, call in like this if you're a boomer or a Gen Y, perhaps, older Gen Y, Gen X. Call in like this if you're a Zoomer, Gen Alpha, or even Generation Beta, if you're sensible as a baby, beta generation, to use a phone and call in. You're welcome to call in if your parents allow you. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that this woman, Congress, they call her a congresswoman, a female congressman, male. The Justice Department has charged Democrat Representative LaMonica McIver. Wow, MacIver. No. With assaulting federal law enforcement during a protest outside an ICE detention facility. On May 9th, Representatives LaMonica, Bonnie Watson Coleman, Robert Menendez Jr., I guess that guy might not be black, he might be Hispanic, visited the facility in Newark, New Jersey, because they said it was not up to date on necessary permits. Like they know or care about that stuff, only selectively against Trump. At the end of their visit, Newark Mayor Ras Baraka, a disgraceful person as well, black, shout out, tried to join them and walk inside the facility's gate. Federal agents told Ras Baraka to leave, then began to detain him once he left the fenced-in area when lawmakers and other protesters, degenerates, tried to stop the arrest, pushing, which is called lynching, by the way. Pushing and shouting ensued. I think it's called lynching, I heard. Ras Baraka was handcuffed, taken into custody, and charged with trespassing, righteously. But those charges were later dropped unrighteously. It's unclear whether the DOJ, I'm just saying stuff, righteously, unrighteously, I don't know. It's unclear whether the DOJ will charge that Bonnie Watson Coleman woman or Robert Menendez. Is that Bob Menendez Jr.? Is that the guy who's corrupt? Or is maybe no relation? I don't know. As well, maybe they will, maybe they won't. What a mess. Thousands of chicks, not girls, not gals, baby chickens, have died after they were left for days without food or water inside an abandoned postal truck. It was left unattended, filled with birds, a truck filled with birds in a Delaware mail distribution center under investigation. The U.S. Postal Service, huh? What a mess. So I don't know what's going on. Anyway, the WNBA is launching a probe into hate speech, racial slurs allegedly directed at Angel Reese. She's the woman who wants to be as famous as Caitlin Clark. And they're propping her up. You know, she's, you know, pretty talented, mildly attractive. During Chicago Sky's loss to the Indiana Fever Saturday, now the league is investigating, please. Pro sports, degenerate. The WNBA strongly condemns racism, hate, and discrimination in all forms. They have no place in our league or society, the league said in a statement. They're lying, of course. They hate white people. I'm James Hake, and pray for Scott Adams. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
About themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer? Anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Which do you prefer? Anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Amazing, huh? You can listen to the show if you're too busy and to watch it as it's happening. You want a podcast, you can do that. But you can be still listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are. And what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. And every Tuesday it is all my country and Western Tuesday. Bring back.
Yeehaw!
Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh. Amazing. Amazing. Who let the dogs out? Country and Western Tuesday. Amazing. I want to go back to the phones, and then I catch up with these super chats, and then we'll get to some other kind of stuff. Timothy, our first-time caller out of West Virginia. Timothy, thank you for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
No, I can't hear you, Timothy. Timothy, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What the?
What's going on?
What a mess.
What a mess.
I didn't want to say the Fallen State is amazing.
Thank you.
What?
The Fallen State.tv. Check it out, folks.
Check it out. I just have a question about the Fallen State.
Uh-huh.
I've been seeing it. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I've been seeing the Fallen State more and more in my school in college. Advanced Rock Ensemble. I've been seeing the Fallen State through the leaders, and I just want you know ask you how to handle the Fallen State with these people in my school who are clearly in the Fallen State, and how to deal with them.
you handle it and deal with it by not judging them at all. Don't be angry at them. Don't judge them, and you will be fine. You just live your own life and wish everybody well, but don't judge them because they know not what they do. They cannot see.
I agree so much with that, Jesse. It's hard sometimes because, like you say, they have a lot of anger
right
in their heart.
Yeah,
a lot of anger. And a perp like me, I've been listening to you. I have perfect peace. Perfect peace.
And so if you have perfect peace, it would be impossible to judge them or to be angry at them because you will understand that they cannot see. And that doesn't mean you agree with them and all that kind of stuff, but at least you will understand they can't see. Because of all the noise and stuff, you're outside, but just don't be angry at them, Timothy. They can't help themselves, all right?
I agree. Thank you so much, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. Josh out of Houston, Texas. Welcome to the show, Josh. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, what's going on, baby? How you doing today?
All is well, Josh.
Man, Jesse, you started off with the white Orion, the city that they were building in Africa after the blacks pushed the people all the way out and they said, I'm going to go build a city
right.
and made their own city.
Right.
You can just listen to the callers attack those people. Then you came with the white refugees and even Joel got
uphill. Josh, it's a Orania, yeah. Not Orion.
Okay, Orania.
Orania, yeah.
Orania, okay, yeah. Orania.
Right on.
And then you came with the white refugees, and that conversation was on fire. You had the experts on the whole time, Joel.
Last Friday's show.
Yes,
with
the white refugees and how everybody, all of a sudden now, it's only 59 of these people, and everybody hate them. Get out of here.
Well, not everybody, just the blacks.
Well, the blacks.
Yeah.
And then Joel kind of jumped on and talked about how it wasn't fair and we should go to other countries and do this. Our system has been ran illegally and broken for the longest.
Yeah.
We're saying that we need to fix the immigration center and the immigration process and not shut everybody off. These people did it the right way. We've been running so dysfunction that these people did it the right way. We're watching on TV them getting killed. The government saying, hey, we're going to kill the white people.
And take their land without compensation.
How do you pass a law to where somebody comes in,
right,
takes your land, kills you, and say, hey, you got nowhere to go, and you're just roaming in the wilderness, and in our mind, we think this is right? It's crazy how this fake racism started over here in America, which is a fake. It's fake, all for voting, and now it has spread all around the world. Those people, they classify them as white refugees. Those people are African. If you go to Jamaica and there's fair complexion skin, those people are Jamaican. They're not white.
Yeah.
And they done alienated these people. These people were getting attacked, ran out of their city, ran out of wherever they... They've been running from place to place to place like nomads, and these blacks keep tracking them down, taking everything that they got. You played the video of those white people inside a police station.
I know.
And they got attacked and torn. And so they asked the United States for help. They didn't come over here with 2,000 people and just showed up at our gate like everybody else does.
Yeah.
They asked for help, and the only country that was willing to help them is America and where they wanted to come. And when they came with American flags waving and happy because they've been literally attacked. That is what a refugee looked like. Not all these other people that are trying to get in the United States for free and say that they are refugees. There is no country in the world to where one race of people, a color of people, is attacking and eliminating another race of people. They talking about that in Palestine, talk about genocide. They're telling you to move off the land. Y'all are fighting for land. They're not fighting to wipe you out. The Palestine people are trying to wipe out the Jews. Christians are the only people that I know get attacked around the world are Jews, Christians, and now these white refugees. There's no other race of people that get attacked like how they've been getting attacked. And these people did it the right way, and you're mad about 59? Look how crazy it is, Jesse.
Yeah.
They're standing at the ICE office trying to bust into the ICE office for the illegal immigrant, and they're spitting in these people's face who really needs the help.
Yeah. No love, man. It's all hate.
Here, man. It's crazy.
It's all hate and no love. That's why we need love back. And love can guide you in all areas of life. But these people, they hate the whites. They blame white people that they are losers, and they are blaming the white for it.
I've never seen them attack white people. Like, they done had their little mock-up about white people and all that, and people do their little things. But I've never seen whites get attacked worldwide. I'm talking about worldwide.
Because the world is jealous of the whites. And instead of trying to learn from them, they are jealous of the whites. So they'd rather destroy the whites so they're not reminded that they have no idea what they're doing. And so instead of learning, they want to destroy them. It's unfortunately, it's a good versus evil situation, man. It's a spiritual battle.
Absolutely, Jesse, completely. We have spread this false racism all around, man. Nobody listened to that racism or that black and white when you was in Africa.
Yeah.
These people have been there since the 1700s.
Yeah.
1700s. Those people have been there, and you ran them out now because you say that the white man has held us down. How has the white man held you down? And then they left, Jesse, every time they run the white people out and the white people say, okay, I'm leaving, now you say it's treason because you left. They did the same thing in Atlanta when the people in Buckhead say, we want our own community. Oh, you can't do that. That's racism. How you going to leave us by ourselves and then sit up here and build your own now and leave us with the crumbs? Y'all tore up the place and made it crumbs.
That's
right. Rebuild it. There's
amazing.
I'm not going to get on the black. We talking about the whites. Black on Black Friday, I'm going to say directly on the whites. But, Jesse, that's crazy, though, man. It's just crazy. And I appreciate you bringing the light to that.
Absolutely, buddy. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Amazing call. Thank you.
No problem. Y'all have a good one, man. We protecting the whites and calling out the ignorant black.
We love the whites. Thank you.
Love them.
Amazing. Let me go to the first time call out of Arizona. Victor, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I have a question. You had a guest on your show. His name is Peter Gino Jennings a while back. And
that preacher guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, the black pastor, yes, on the Father's State, I remember.
Yes, yes. And I respect both of you guys. You know, he really knows the stuff, and so do you, but one of the preachings that he has is that that you cannot get remarried if your spouse is still alive, even if you get divorced. And I wanted to get your take on that.
Marriages today are not done from God. They're done in hell. And those marriages, when you separate from your wife, when you break up, you shouldn't look for another wife. You shouldn't look for a wife, period. You should only see what's right, and all will be added unto you. But if you look for a wife, you're just going to end up with the same woman from hell, and it's not going to work. But the marriages that God put together, you won't even be breaking up, because what God put together, it lasts forever and ever. But marriages today are not from God. So if you've been married before, are you married?
No, I've never been married. But there's a woman that I'm thinking about marrying, but she was divorced about 15 years ago.
Uh huh.
And so the pastor been saying, you know, you cannot marry that woman because her husband's still alive, and so that marriage wouldn't be good, you know?
Well, how old are you?
I'm 48.
And how old is she?
The same age, we're the same age.
She has children?
No, her children have grown.
So she does have to. Why do you want to marry a woman who's been married already and you've never been married? why would you start out with an old car when you should start out with a new one?
That's a good point, Jesse. Good point, Jesse.
And the answer is? That was a question, by the way. What?
Yeah, I probably got to rethink my, the value there. You know?
So why would you want to marry an old woman that had been married before and you have never been married? Why would you want to do that way?
I don't know. That's a good question, Jesse. I have no idea.
And well, then why are you even considering marrying her?
Well, because she's a good woman and treats me right. And, you know, and yeah.
And what's good about her?
Well, I enjoy her company. And she's a good woman.
You know? And so what's good about her?
Well, you know, she treats me right. You know, she'll be good. You know, she puts me first and something like a wife would be, but we're not married. You know?
And so what's good about her?
Well, just those things that I mentioned.
So she's making you feel good? That's why you call her good?
I guess, yeah, maybe. That's probably a good way to put it.
What's good is about her. Why do you need her to make you feel good?
Well, I don't. I can be perfectly happy on my own.
So then why are you calling her good? Because she makes you feel good.
Yeah, and also I think that she's been really pushing the thing, you know, like, hey, when are we going to get married? Hey, let's get married. You know, it's always kind of pushing the issue, and I really don't know what to do, you know, what to say. You know.
How about saying no? Why don't you know what to say?
I don't want to break her heart, you know. I don't want to.
You don't want to what?
Break her heart.
What does that mean?
You know, just get her all, you know, sad and stuff like that, you know.
So you're going to marry an old woman that's been married before with children who want to marry you, and you don't want to say no because you don't want to break her heart because she makes you feel good. How is that marriage going to work?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if that it would.
It won't work. You know? You're doing something that you don't really want to do, and you're doing it because this woman is like a drug making you feel good. Do you think that marriage will work? You're already going into a marriage because you don't want to hurt her feelings, and that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that's true.
No, that was a question.
That's true. Yeah, and yeah, I think you. I think you hit on the nail. You know, they hit on the nail.
So. No, that was a question.
What was that?
You're going into a marriage that you can't say no to because she makes you feel good, so you don't want to hurt her feeling. She's desperate to get married because she ran the other man off, and you think that marriage is going to work?
No, I don't think it would.
So why are you going into it then, man?
Well, you know, I was thinking about it, but I'm not. I needed to hear something like that, you know.
You need to hear something like what?
Like what you're saying, you know. Because I wasn't sure, you know, what the situation was going to bring, you know, or how I go about it, you know. Maybe I'm just kidding, being a little beta.
You are being beta. You're going into a marriage in a weak position already. You're doing it because you can't say no. You don't want to hurt her feelings, but she make you feel good. If you marry this woman, that feel good is going to turn into hate. It's going to feel bad. It's not going to last.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And you shouldn't be allowing this woman to push you into a marriage anyway, whether she's been married or not. She shouldn't be forcing you to get married.
Yeah. I agree.
Why are you so weak?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Do you know that you are weak?
Well, when it comes to things like that, yeah.
And why are you weak with women like that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
And so why not work on, instead of getting deeper into hell like that, why not work on overcoming your weakness?
How do I do that?
you've done the first step by admitting that you are weak. And then once you see that, you're going to see that the weakness come from anger. And once you see that, you got to forgive your mother, because this woman that you're involved with is your mother. Have you heard me say, go and forgive your mother?
Yes, I have.
Why have you done that?
She passed away a long time ago.
And so why have you realized you need to forgive her so you can overcome this raw need for anybody or anything? Why haven't you forgiven your mother for what she's done to you?
Well, how do I do that if she's in the grave?
By realizing, you know how you can't help but be weak? You don't want to be weak, but you can't help.
No, I don't.
And you can't help it, right?
Oh, say that again?
But you can't help it, right?
No, I can help it. I think I just have a soft spot for it.
What?
For things like that, you know.
So what now?
I think I just have a soft spot for people, you know.
No, a soft spot is weakness.
Yeah.
I
understand that.
Your mother could not help but what she did to you. She recreated you in her image. The way you think and the way you feel is totally your mother's identity. You became like your mother when you became angry. And that soft spot that you call you is not you. That's a weakness that comes from anger. Your mother did the best she could. She could not help it. Just as you can't help yourself, she can help herself. That's how you forgive her. And God will forgive you. And he will take your mother's identity away from you and give you back yourself. The real you is not weak. It's the fake you that's weak.
I got you.
Understand. When you talked to your father as to why he didn't protect you from your mother, what did he say?
Well, he passed away too, so he's been gone for a while too.
Oh, well, forgive him. He was weak with your mother in the same way you're weak with this woman. This woman that you're dealing with is your mother, and what's going to happen? Well, she's already become your mother, and you're becoming a boy, man. You don't want to do that.
I got you. I agree.
So do the silent. My silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And I recommend that you move away from this woman, work on you, and if God wants you to have a wife, but don't work on yourself thinking, oh, I'm going to work on myself and God will get me a wife. Don't do it for that reason. You should do it because you want to overcome your misery. You want to overcome your weakness, your hell, and God will make your life amazing, all right?
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Do what you want, Victor, but I highly recommend you don't marry this woman. It's not going to work.
No, I got you. I hear you, man.
She already hates men anyway. She hates your weakness. She'll destroy you.
I got you. All right. Thank you, Jesse.
All right,
I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. What a mess. 888-775-3773. Before I go back to the phone, let me do some super chats.
Super chats.
I got it.
Super chats.
Super.
Lee, watching church from the UK, the United Kingdom, England.
Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Lee. That was on IG Live, Rebuilding the Man Instagram.
Right on.
Lee asks, didn't talk to my parents for 10 years. Then after all that, I forgave them. It was amazing.
Yeah. People don't know the depths of what admitting you're wrong for hating, being angry, would do for you when you go. And apologize means I'm wrong for resenting you. I'm judging you. I have been wrong. I realize, no, you can't help it. Most people don't know what that would do for them. That's the way out and into, out of hell, into heaven. Otherwise, you ain't getting in, no matter what you do. Amazing. Thank you.
Hustle Jones
says, stay with it, Lee.
And Hustle Jones says, stay with it.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Nicole, during church, says, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
To the anchor baby.
Yeah, it was the American anchor baby birthday. So on Sunday, we did a birthday wish to him. It was amazing. Nice.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Nicole. That was over on punchy.tv.
Check it out.
Punchy.tv. Marty says, happy Sunday, everyone, and stay blessed.
Thank you. And just check, thank you so much, Marty. Check out the fellowship. It's amazing. RebuildingAMan.com/church.
Very cool. Aaron G. during church said, I was shaking like a mug on my way to forgive my mama. I even fixed her toilet before I forget. Oh, you guys read that one.
Yeah.
So hopefully she wouldn't be as mad.
What a beta.
Bogrec said, amazing, over on
thank you.
YouTube.
But you don't, you have to go in fear. You can't fix the toilet and then go. Go in fear, and fear will disappear. Amazing. Thank you.
And thanks again to Bogrec and Steven.
Thank you, Bogrec.
Steven gave a sticker of a beautiful dog fox thing crying, having a fit.
Thank you.
Billy, on Facebook, people don't know that evil is real.
Yeah. It is mighty real. And every human being is possessed with evil. Whether you like it or not, know it or not, you are evil. But you can overcome it. It's up to you. When you admit it to yourself, if you don't even want to tell the world, you can admit it to God, and he will take it away. Amazing. Thank you.
Neri gave a super chat, no message.
Thank you, Mary.
Neri.
Neri.
N-E-R-Y. N is in Nancy. E-R-Y.
Thank you, Neri. Amazing.
Billy says, thank you, my brothers, for your help every day.
Right on. And thank you, Bill, for your support. Don't mess with Bill. Na 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 na. Thank you, Bill.
And Billy gave another sticker with his hands on his face, with his hat backwards sideways.
Thank you, Bill. Amazing.
Billy.
Billy.
Yeah, different from Bill.
Thank you. White people love to cut off people's name.
Well, Bill is more of a real name than Billy.
Right.
And then the real name is usually William.
Yeah.
If it's a real white.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sergio gave a super chat, no message.
Thank you, Sergio.
Triple T says, amazing.
Amazing.
Swank and Flo, I completely agree with Randy in church about the stabbing assignment. I didn't write them down because it would have been virtually impossible. It would have been easier to count the times I wasn't stabbed.
And to be honest, I knew if you weren't going to write them down because there would be too many, right? But my thing, I wanted to encourage them to be aware of the stabbing. So I was themed this year to practice being present all year. And so by being aware of the stabbing, it's causing them to be present. That was the whole plan. But it was amazing. Thank you.
Mildly attractive sneak pit chat tard says, same here to Swank and Flo about not writing them down.
Yeah.
But I think the devil convinced us not to write them down because he don't want us to be aware of them.
Believe me, you weren't going to be able to write them down. There's too many. Believe me. And most people, oh, I had two stabbing.
Shout
three,
out.
Three stabbing. Oh, like, you know you're unconscious. Well, you had more than three stabbing before you woke up. What the? But stay with it. Stay with it. Practice being present. Practice catching them, all right? Most people don't catch them. But you will if you stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Swank and Flo says, by the way, this is Don Yale from church. Jesse, I am bummed I missed the forum. I was bedridden with a terrible cold. Anyway, love and miss you guys. White heart and big grin.
We miss you as well. And the women's forum last week was amazing. I'm telling you, I'm sitting there doing this meeting with these ladies. And I'm listening to them and I'm watching them. And some of them, I see that they've started to change just like that so quickly. I felt the real kind of emotion you should feel. Don't worry about that. You don't know what that is. And I'm like, wow, it's amazing to see you changing these women. And I told them, I said, ladies, it's amazing to see the changes in you guys. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Ladies, you and only you are responsible for your spiritual journey. No man, no mighty, no nothing but you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Conservative Chris, that's the Black Panther.
Hey, Chris.
Church with Jesse is like church with Jesus. Amazing.
He black. Hey, Chris. Thank you, man. Amazing. Catch Chris on the fatherstate.tv, the Black Panther guy.
Nice. Yeah, that was several years ago now.
Yeah,
something
but
like that.
Still, it's hot off the chain.
Indeed.
Thank you, Chris.
And we'll read the rest later, guys. The Treasure Chest is opening on D-Live.
Treasure Chest opening on D-Live. When I come back, your phone call back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Adriana, rapping. That is rapping, right?
I guess you could call it that.
Adriana can sing.
Yeah.
Is that rapping?
It's sing rapping.
Right on. That's amazing. That's Adriana from Los Angeles. Amazing. A couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour. He's feeling better, I guess, so he'll be here. Wait a minute. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time. E Black at 11. And then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. And for personal Pacific time, and for first personal shout out, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, no matter what the occasion is, I'll do it for you. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Check out all our merch. Y'all support us. Don't have me tell you that. I ain't too proud to beg, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Don't you go. Don't have me begging. I ain't too proud to plead, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/store. rebuildingdemand.com/store. All type of merch. Punches, coffee, and everything. All right? It all goes back to get this work done. Thank you all in advance. I want to go to the Busy Falls. Marty out of, no, it's not Marty. Is that Marty? There. Texas. Maddie? That's not how you spell Maddie. I had an aunt named Maddie. She did. Maddie out of Texas. Hey, Maddie.
Yes, hello.
Maddie. Maddie?
Yes, it's me. Hello.
Maddie, how do you spell your name?
M-A-T-Y, or Matilda.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me see how this can go. The reason on my call, this is in regarding the church that I go.
Uh huh.
And stay close to your phone.
Stay close to your phone.
Okay.
All right.
Better?
Yes.
Okay. After the election, every month we have this like a prayer that we go and pray for different, you know, situation. Well, not situation, like we pray for the family, for the pastor. But since after the election, every month they bring the government. And they don't mention the name of, you know, they don't say the name of Trump. But obviously they pray for the government, for the president, and they pray it all. Oh yes, please God change the heart of this president and all the stuff. And all the time that I go to church, and I know that you always say all the thoughts are lies, and I try, you know, to avoid any thought, but it's hard. Because almost every Sunday, they mention something about the government. And when Biden was as a president and was all a disaster, they never mentioned nothing. And I'm like, honestly, it's kind of hard for me even to go to church. You know, and I really like it. I really, you know, love my pastor and the family from the church that I go. But you know, it's like some kind of hard for me all the time that they mention something against this government, for me not to have, like, to put a face, like, why they need to talk about the government. You know what I'm getting?
Yes. And so, are you for Trump or against, are you for Biden or Trump?
No, I'm 100% with Trump. Oh, that okay. is the issue. But yeah, that is my issue. That all the time that they say something about against him, I'm like, okay, here we go again.
So when you went to the pastor in private and asked him about it, what did he say?
No, I never did that. I have not done that.
And why not?
Because I'm afraid. Okay, because he's from Mexico. I don't know his situation. He's just that.
But why? You're a Christian, right?
Yes, I'm Christian.
So why are you afraid to go to the pastor in private and let him know what you're thinking and how you feel about it? Why are you afraid to talk to him in private?
Why I'm afraid? Honestly, I don't know what I'm afraid.
So even though you are afraid and trembling and shaking, why don't you go to him and talk to him in private about it? And then you will see the next thing to do. Even in fear, why don't you face the fear and face him? I'm not even telling you to stand up and try to embarrass him or anything in public. Why not, in fear, go to him, especially being a Christian, why not go to him and tell him how you feel about it?
But what I should say, like, stop praying about the government? Or
you can let him know how you feel about it and ask him why is he doing it. So you can get a better understanding, and then you will see the next thing to do. Why not do it that way rather than judging them and being mad about it? Because you go into church and you're up there praying with them on Wednesday, and you ticked.
Yeah, and it's not only the pastor. It's the, always they play different people to pray for a different situation.
Right.
And I see this girl, you know, this lady, she's a really nice lady. And all the time that she pray is about the government. I'm like, why? You know, they never did that before. Why now it's once a month, every prayer she need to pray about the same thing.
So why are you participating in something that you dislike? Why are you participating?
You know, and something, okay, I'm going to answer that, but something that you said the other day, I never heard that before, and that you mentioned that in your, you know, when you were younger, it was not mandatory to go every Sunday to church.
Right. We went once a month, because we only had church once a month. Every first Sunday.
Yeah. I was raised, you know, going to church.
Right.
And if I don't go to church, people actually judge me. And I feel that guilt, I didn't go to church. And I go more because I'm afraid that God is going to do something to me because I didn't go to church, than actually going to church because I would like to go.
But you go, so you all messed up. You're going to church. You're going to church out of guilt. You're praying yes. out of guilt. You're all angry. What are you going to church for? What the?
I don't know, because since I have been going to church for so long.
But that's not a reason to go to church. You go to church.
I know.
And then you're going to church judging. You're worse than the preacher and the people who are praying.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's
no,
just...
you are, because you're judging them. You don't have to agree with them, and you don't have to participate, but you're wrong for judging them. Who are you, Miss Self-Righteousness, that you get a thrill from judging others?
Yeah, I know that I'm not that, but if I heard that, you know, for example, if I go to church and they're praying against the government, and, you know, what I should do, just, I don't know, just keep my eyes closed and keep praying on my, you know.
Yeah, a couple of things you can do.
I pray for the government. I always said, you know, for God to guide, you know, Trump and everybody in the cabinet. But then do not listen to whatever they're praying. Just block myself.
No, here's what you do. I recommend, do what you want, but here's what you do. Stop judging them. Stop that first. And if you don't want to participate, don't participate. Let's say that you want to go to the church because you like the dancing and the singing or whatever, right? And when they get ready to pray about the government or whatever they pray about, it, let them pray, but don't judge them. You just sit there, let them do what they got to do, and then you go home when you're done. But if you're going to judge them, you might as well stay home and be evil.
Okay.
And if you really want to go to that church, and the pastor, you say you like the pastor and his wife, you should have a private conversation with the pastor.
And tell them about my feelings?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they're going to ring you off, and then that way you don't have to go to church.
Yeah. No, and this is the thing, is because the first thing that he said in the pulpit after the election, he said, oh, I don't even know if I'm going to be take away, if they're going to send me back home. Again, I don't know. His
and you should ask him, you should say, Mr. Pastor, are you illegal or something? What the?
Yeah. No, and after that, because we have a group chat, and many women, they were like, oh, yes, I'm so afraid. I'm crying. I cannot sleep. I'm like, they're afraid. I mean, they're illegal. Why they're afraid?
Right.
And people are like, oh, God is in control. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah. You know what? Just say, y'all illegal. Y'all might as well go back home. I'm going to call the government and let them know you're here. No, I'm playing. But because of time, I recommend you stop judging, first of all. Don't be angry.
Okay.
And secondly, either you have a private conversation with the pastor, or you just drop it and let them do what they want to do, and you do what you want to do.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, Jerry.
You're welcome. Amazing.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Let me go to Marilyn out of Florida. Marilyn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Marilyn.
Good. I'm calling back. I want to first dedicate this call to Lin Yin Chen. He has me blocked, but he didn't have to cry in his car today. So I'm here.
What?
To set Lin Yin Chen. He blocks everybody in chat. So I want to.
But
I
don't be calling
sure
me with your battle. What's up?
I want to talk to you about anger.
Okay.
Jesse,
all right.
And your opinions on anger.
Okay.
You don't like it.
Say what?
I like anger.
I know. You know how I know you like. You know how I know you like. I know you like anger. Let me tell you how I know you like anger.
How?
Because you are mad at Lin Chen. You got a thrill.
Mad at him. I'm kind of.
Yes,
like,
you are.
I'm kind of.
You got a thrill. That's why you call his name.
Making fun of him.
But why? And so, and now that you know, why do you love evil?
I don't love evil. I don't think evil's real.
Did you say you love your anger?
I said I love my anger right now in this hour.
And so why do you love evil? Why do you love evil right now in this hour?
I think there's an order to things. I think life is really messed up, and it's really not any measure of health to be well adjusted to a profoundly sick society. So we need tools like anger right now.
And how is anger
compartmentalized?
How is anger a tool for you?
Because it keeps me where my feet are. Like in this hour where we're at, people need to be pressed out sometimes.
And where are you right now in this hour?
No, this is reality. There is one truth, one reality.
And where are you in this hour? Where are you in this hour that you need to be evil? Because anger is evil.
I don't need to be evil. I don't think evil is real. I think evil is something that it's just like the throwing off of the equilibrium intentionally.
And do you think evil? You think evil? You think evil is good? I mean, you think anger is good?
I think anger is good right now. Not good, but a tool. A tool.
And what sort of a tool for you?
Well, it helps with, you know, handle people. What do you mean? What do you do when you, like, how
what
do you
kind of,
fix?
What sort of tool is anger good for you? In what way?
Because everyone in the world, not everyone in the world, but people keep still doing things they shouldn't be doing against other people.
What good
so
and what kind
need
of tool?
To be told
Marilyn,
that they're
because
not
of,
doing right.
Marilyn, because of time, how is anger a tool for you?
It's a tool because it can easily get people off of you.
Who is on you that you need anger to keep them off of you?
I don't have an example. I use anger when I need it. Like, I don't think we should get it taken away from us until everybody is
Marilyn,
on the same page.
Marilyn, who is on you that you need anger to keep them off of you?
No one's on me. I'm not angry right now. But when I am angry, when someone is bothering me, when someone is pissing me off, I like to be able to use my resources.
And so you love the misery of anger?
No, I want it to go away. I think we're
Why?
All God.
Why do you want it to go away when you said it's a tool?
It's a tool for right now.
Why do you want it to go away if you say it's a tool?
Because it's a tool right now.
Marilyn, because of time, I got to run. I can't play. Call me again.
I will.
I'll
Thanks,
play with
Jesse.
You a little bit more next time.
Okay.
Bye. Bye. Super chat.
I said nice.
Nice.
Jamil bought a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you.
When dealing with temptation, I try not to do it and to tell myself, no, I won't. And then I go blind and I do it and I'm aware that it's happening, but I don't remember why it's wrong in that moment. I just feel lost. What am I missing? How do I have a made up mind about this when it makes me forget?
Repeat that.
When dealing with temptation, I try not to do what the temptation is telling me to do.
Right.
But I tell myself I won't do it, and I go blind and do it.
Oh, I see.
And when I'm doing it, I forget why or how it's wrong.
Because, number one, there's no one there to tell that you're not going to do it. When you say it, you're lying. And you end up doing it because you lied. Who are you telling that to? You know what I mean? All you need to do is watch those thoughts and feelings. If you get if you don't catch the thoughts in time and they fall into emotions, just watch them and do nothing about it. All right? Don't call it you, and don't judge. Don't have no opinion or judgment or no argue with it, and you'll be fine. Amazing. Thank you.
Dawn. Hey, Jesse, can you clear up some confusion for me? One moment you say we create our own reality, that we're responsible for our lives. And you said if you want real power, make decisions and do them. Then you say we're not in control, don't have free will, not responsible for anything, that we can't make decisions. Which one is it?
A lot.
I know. Not very pithy.
Yeah. Don, mate, is Don, right?
Yeah.
Don, make that a little clearer for me, because you said a lot there. If you can either call me, 888-77-JESSE, or make it a little clearer in your super chat.
Yeah, he's had this confusion a long time.
Yeah, make it a little clearer, and I'll definitely try to respond to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Don, as always.
Don.
Someone during church, the assignment you had us do was amazing because identifying with the negative stabs was easy, but this assignment made me identify the good-feeling stabs, so I'm able to catch them with ease now. Thank you. Had 47 good-feeling stabs.
Stay with us. You haven't seen anything. Stay present. Amazing.
Dawn bought another coffee. Hey, Jesse, who are you?
I can't tell you that because if I did, everybody would be saying that's who they are.
I know.
Amazing.
You're trying to trick us, Dawn.
Right. Oh, amazing. Thank you, Dawn.
Angban Art bought a shout-out. Coffee from Angban. Stabs? A knife just lives in there.
The thought is a knife, that's for sure. And the emotions are evil. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. That's Bond JLP, all one word, on Cash App.
Thank you.
For the handle.
Thank you.
Caught between darkness and light, 1,000-pound I weigh.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
A different Anthony, perhaps, on X, in response to the biblical question, which do you prefer, anger or understanding?
Yes, which you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. Can I say you can't have both? Or
yeah, you can
is
say
it
you
best
can't.
To say you cannot have both.
They're both correct.
Okay,
just make sure you say the
can't.
Yeah, make sure you the can't.
Can't.
Make sure you say that clearly.
Like ask.
That's partly why they say cannot.
Oh, okay.
Because it's more clear.
Right.
Because if you say can't.
Thank you.
Anyway,
thank you.
Peace God gives surpasses all understanding, says Anthony. Good question. I'll be thinking on it all week.
Amazing. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
7 states in America measure flatter than pancakes, says Elijah with a diamond.
Is he a flat earther?
I don't know.
Oh, thank you. Amazing. Thank you.
Only for those 7 states, perhaps.
Okay.
Which do you prefer, anger or understanding? You cannot have both. We gave a poll yesterday in the YouTube. 86% claimed that they prefer understanding.
Amazing.
7% gave a huff emoji, harumph, and 5% preferred anger.
Thank you. Amazing.
Krabby Turtle, welcome. New JLP show member. Thank you, sir.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Will Cole as well, a member on Jesse Lee Peterson channel.
Right on. Thank you.
Mark, showing some love for understanding. Anger only leads me to darkness, playing God like a beta. Strong arm, red heart, light bulb. Thanks, hands, black skin.
Amazing. Thank you for helping us to help others. I appreciate it.
One mad chameleon, very generous yesterday in a rumble rant, said, Happy Monday.
Right on. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Eric, 3 coffees.
Eric.
Women place themselves in the worst situations and then play victim later. Diddy trial is amazing. How can you date the CEO of Bad Boy Records and claim he wasn't a good boy? What the?
When she crying?
She's lying.
Amazing. Thank you.
Elijah with several diamonds, or at least a few. Did you hear Big Mama call himself a black man? It's time to start calling Big Mama Big Mike. You don't have to censor Big Mike. YouTube doesn't care. Say it loud. So read it loud, Beta Hake.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but thanks.
And
amazing.
I disavow, but I
Me
read
too.
It. You happy?
Well, I don't disavow. I don't even know what they're talking about. But
nice.
Thank you.
Stuck in New York, gifted the can. Good morning, Jesse and crew. That's over on Pilled.net.
Right on. Check out Pilled.net. Thank you.
Rolando about Biden's cancer. If that was Trump, CNN would put a dead clock on him.
I know.
Terrible.
Click, tick, tick.
Yep. Countdown to Trump's death. Yeah. Horrible. Cornerstone on Cash App. More toxic chemicals in food than ever before.
What a mess. No wonder everybody got prostate cancer. What? Amazing. Thank you.
You hear about Scott Adams?
Yeah. Man, I wish you well, Scott Adams. You are amazing. Very smart.
Indeed.
Very smart. I wish Scott Adams well.
So do I.
Yeah.
Matt, three coffees. Go home, Hake. What the? Feel better. That was yesterday. Thank you.
Yeah. Amazing.
I eventually did go home. Hannah's very generous 10 coffees. Amazing Sunday service, Jesse. Thank you. I counted too many stabs. Concluded I cannot think clearly. It's too much. Estimated 210, but it became too many to count. When you said God drip feeds us what we can take, he won't dump hell all the hell on us at once. I relax knowing now that God is really leading me out of hell. Thank you, Jesse. God bless you.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. I got to end there.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. All right,
shout out, Hannah.
Thank you all for your support, and I really appreciate you helping us to help others without me having to ask all the time. Lou from New Jersey. Michi, a first time caller out of New York. Writing out of Ohio. Ray out of Virginia. Maureen out of New York. I am out of time. I'll be back tomorrow, manhood hour, the third hour tomorrow. Listen, for work on you. You are your own world, and you and only you, men and women, are responsible for your world. You can overcome. You really can overcome. It's going to be amazing, too. Forgive your mothers, everybody. Forgive your father if you want to be free. And your fathers. Do the silent prayer. RevealingTheMan.com/prayer. And thank you all for your support. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I absolutely cannot take any more calls. I try. I didn't do any more new stuff because I tried to get to all the callers. We will tomorrow, the Lord is willing, and the Super Chat. Bye, y'all. Thank you. The Hake Report coming up now. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Ponchi has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Ponchi's coffee.
Thank you, JLP.